This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Betch Lab. I'm Aileen.
I'm Savannah.
I'm Samantha.
And we are having a very special podcast today because we are doing this recording from Bravo HQ. And we just recorded the Bravo Daily Dish podcast. Now we're doing ours. So welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. It
feels like forever since we last talked.
I was going to say thanks for being here, but we're actually like
thanks
at your
for having us.
We always talk about Vanderpump Rules on our podcast, and for our audience, we just recap the first episode ever of Vanderpump Rules on the Bravo Daily Dish podcast. So if you want to hear our takes on season one of Vanderpump Rules and all the amazing changes that the cast has gone through,
you guys should listen Wednesday when this comes out tomorrow.
really listen to it. It was great. If I don't say so myself.
It was amazing. You're right.
Yeah. You guys think so too?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so we need to talk about something that's very important, which is the fact that Kim Kardashian just said that she's going to have a surrogate for her third baby. What are your guys' thoughts?
Probably smart, because she was, like, really high risk. Yeah.
Rachel and I have very different tastes. The one thing that unites us is Bravo. But outside of that, like, I'm the one that keeps up the most.
Right.
And I will say I have very strong opinions about this. I think it's really best for Kim because she's been in such a precarious state since, you know, carrying Saint, and it's just too much, right? I think we can all agree. Her body can't handle another one.
Don't you feel like it's kind of weird for the surrogate? Like, you are the actual mother of Kim Kardashian's baby. I just feel like
you're
it's a recipe.
Mother. You're not the mother. You're a vessel.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. But either way, it's just – I feel like it's a recipe for, like, some sort of blackmail, weird situation. Like, I just feel like tragedy is bound to strike by the fact that she's using a surrogate. Like,
no, the surrogates just want to be paid. Like, that happens a lot. Surrogates are, like, a normal thing. I know. I always just go back and forth thinking, like, does she just not want to, like, get fat again?
Yeah, has she stated a reason?
We're all thinking
like,
that. No, I think she's really – I think she really is high risk, like, pregnancy. And she's over 35
we
now.
We saw her doctor tell us.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was on her show.
No, but you saw – like, you saw how fat she got. I don't mean that as, like, she just got fat. Like, she had health issues. She's, like,
but
really doesn't carry well.
Due to her – Hell, I don't.
Yeah,
I'm
it was.
A doctor.
Okay. She like had like really insanely high. There's like a word for it, and it's like extremely high blood pressure. That's like really dangerous. She's actually like I think shouldn't like be carrying another baby.
What is that called? Preeclampsia.
Yeah, that.
No, I believe that exists. I believe that women
yes, it exists.
That should keep it low risk. I'm just questioning whether it's all true.
You saw her
on her show.
No, but you saw her on like in pictures.
That's not preclampsia when you gain extra weight.
That's a side effect of it. That you gain, like, the way she gains. Like, do you remember when she would Instagram pictures of her feet, like, being cut off by those shoes? Like, she really was, like, not okay.
I just think that they should let Courtney carry the baby. Courtney loves being pregnant. She's probably one of those women that, like, has orgasms as the baby comes out. Like, just let her do it.
She said she offered, right?
Right.
That was, like, the plot, like, of one of the episodes where Chris was like, maybe I'll have it.
And we're like, oh, Chris, like.
It's like, okay, Chris, then, you had enough.
The kids were like, better not.
So I haven't watched that many episodes, but the one episode I think I saw was when Kanye and Kim go to Kim's like personal trainer or something, and Kanye's like berating the personal trainer because like he's like, oh, I'm not sure if I could get her to lose weight, and he's like, if I need her to lose weight and her pinky toe, like you better, like with the money we're paying you, like you better make sure she like loses like 5 pounds in her big toe. So I can only imagine what he's going to be saying to the surrogate.
Oh, God.
Like I'm terrified for
her. Maybe the surrogate's the real victim here.
He's like, for the money I'm paying you, like the kid better have like yellow hair.
They released how much money, like the financial breakdown of like the surrogacy and like the agency is making the most money, and the surrogate's not making that much money.
Oh. The whole thing, I'm telling you, like it's a recipe for disaster. There's no way this is going well.
Right.
No way.
Will the surrogate be public? Will she be styled? Will she be a Kardashian?
By Monica Rose.
Right.
Yeah.
The surrogate's gonna have her own line of hair extensions by
next
year.
Oh my God, that would be
amazing.
I would buy them.
This whole surrogate business is messy. I bet you they try to keep it secret and like it's just gonna be messy.
Right, and something's gonna leak.
Yeah,
Taylor Swift's gonna find out and leak it.
Yeah,
that's what's gonna happen.
Does the surrogate get a doll on the app?
Oh my god, like the game? Oh, like an avatar?
Yeah.
She should, right?
Maybe it'll be corny. No, I don't think so. But so yeah.
All right. So what do you think she's gonna name it? Not my baby. Or no, it is her
baby. So baby Saint. It's going to be one syllable, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't she was doing like a survey about what they should name their dog, and baby Jesus was one.
Yeah, that's what North wanted.
Yeah, wait, what did it? Do we know what it ended up?
Now we know a lot about the fans.
I know.
No, that didn't get. No, North wanted it to be called baby Jesus.
Oh, interesting. Now we know a lot about North.
Yeah, what do you think? Like wait, do we know what name won? Like,
I don't know yet.
I was just upset from the beginning when they didn't go with a K. Like, I get Northwest is like a direction that's very clever, Kanye. But, like, I just wanted to keep with the K's. Come on.
I feel like she probably felt like that was Chris's thing.
Maybe it's going to be like Angel or something. I don't know.
Well, there's Dream, so that's not too far off.
Nightmare.
Heaven. Kimberlowe.
Demaria. Okay, speaking of Demaria.
Wait, we also, I feel like we haven't talked a lot about this Bachelor in Paradise scandal. Which is, like, really crazy. The latest thing that happened is that it's come back. Bachelor in Paradise is back. But they have a two-drink maximum in an hour, right?
Yeah, that's the new rule.
Two drinks per hour is their new rule.
Way to limit them, guys. Like, that's really cutting them off. Like,
yeah, you're drinking all day.
And they said that they're going to provide food every time they shoot. Like, thank you. What are they, living in squalor?
But you weren't providing food before.
No, I think on these reality shows, it's like they have the power to control, like, your whole thing. So, like, if they want you to get drunk, there's, like, alcohol and no food. If they want you to sober up, food magically appears.
Right.
But
yeah, so that's not going to be
fun. I don't know.
Fun.
What do you think?
If they're not drunk, it's not going to be fun. That was my thought, too.
It's like, well, what even is this show then?
No, it'll still be fun because they're not sober. They're not sober.
I mean, two drinks in an hour, I feel like I would still be feeling good.
It depends. Are they doubles?
Paradise requires a certain amount of alcohol, I think, which I don't know if two drinks an hour is enough.
Maybe, like, it would be better if, like, in the first hour they could have, like, five drinks, and then after that it was two drinks per hour.
Right.
Then,
I don't know.
What if they applied the same rules to, like, spring break? They would just ruin it.
Right, well, that's what that is. But, like, what kind of, like, exciting things can happen if somebody's, like, just a little tipsy? They're not going to do anything.
I don't
think
they're going to be, like, just a little tipsy. Like, I still think they're going to get drunk.
Okay. Yeah, they'll probably be hammered. Yeah.
So what do we think? Is Corinne and Demario, are they coming back?
No, they're not coming back.
Oh,
what exactly do we know what happened? They said there was no foul play or whatever. So what does that mean? Corinne lied or the producer lied?
No. Like, so what happened is something happened. And then like a day later, the producer came forward and was like, hey, I think that was bad. So and then this investigation started. They cut Corinne off. She couldn't drink anymore. But she was like cool the next day. And like her and Demario.
Demario is a name we think. For Kim Kardashian.
Demario, they were like, okay. And then he just recently came out like today or last night or something saying that producers were like, you gotta leave. I'm not gonna tell you why, but it's not good for you to stay.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. So I don't know.
A tearful
and that she was the aggressor, he says.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
a bunch
sure she
of them
was.
Said.
She was like the aggressor in on the show.
Right.
She was always trying to get undressed with Nick, like in public.
Right.
So
in
I
a
don't.
House.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
exactly.
On camera, and she wanted it to be on camera. So.
Yeah. So, but she said that she was a victim. So, like, is she a victim?
Right. So, I guess now her lawyers are looking into it, even though the network has said there was no foul play.
Well, I mean,
so, it's very messy. I hope nothing terrible happened because that would make me very sad.
I have a feeling that if they thought that they were, like, at all liable, and I'm sure they asked, like, many lawyers, like, that they would have really, like, done something about it and not continue filming.
Here's the thing. They have it all on tape, so they know exactly what happened.
Right.
It's true.
It's like, there's very few kind of situations like that where you literally have an exact film of what went on, and then you can, like, look at it and decide if it's bad or not.
Yeah.
True. I guess we have to wait to the season because they're definitely going to address it, like, when it comes on, even if this may or may not have been a PR stunt. I'm very cynical of television today.
I also thought maybe after just kind of went away and it was fine, I was like, there's something weird.
I think everything is a PR stunt.
Yeah.
But who knows? We'll see, right? Like, they're they're going to talk about. Now everybody wants to watch the season. Right.
That's true.
Could be a PR stunt.
So you recently moved, right?
Yeah.
What did you find decorating, like, hard or?
Yeah, I mean, I love decorating, but other than furniture, one of, like, the hardest things, I think, is doing your walls and getting, like, cool art and cool pictures and framing things. And I discovered this company called Framebridge. They basically make everything, like, really easy for you. You select a frame or they can help you choose. You can live chat them and they're, like, super attentive. You can upload the photo from your computer or from Instagram because, you know, we're not on Instagram enough. And then you, like, can look – you can see how it's going to look, and then they send it to you in the frame. And it's really –
and it makes it really easy, right? Like, I had this picture of this, like, really cool sunset that I took on Instagram, and I got it. I sent it out, and I got it framed through Framebridge. And they sent it back, and it just, like, looks really cool. And it's, like, I'm not really an artist per se, but it was just like that happened to be the one picture that I took was good. And now I feel like my apartment is like more personal. It has like my own personal touch and I picked.
Yeah, that's awesome because framing stores are so annoying. And like, how do you know how it's going to really look? This actually looks really awesome.
Yeah. So if you go to framebridge.com and you use the promo code Betches, you'll get an additional 15% off your first order. So remember, just go to framebridge.com and use the promo code Betches and you can try it out for yourself and you'll see it's really cool.
Yeah. And their prices are pretty low and really nice quality. They start at $39. All shipping is free. It's actually like an insane deal and you guys should totally get on it. Remember, framebridge.com and then use the promo code Betches for 15% off.
Okay, let's do Dear Betches. So Dear Betch is where people send us questions about love, dating, career, blah, blah, blah.
Ooh, that's fun.
And we answer it.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Yeah. So if anyone has any questions for us, email us at slapped@betches.com and we will answer you.
Yay.
Probably. If it's the appropriate Maybe. Length.
If it's the appropriate length, then details. We do this every week.
We're very specific about what we need.
Also, you have to have like praise in the first paragraph. As you will see.
Sam, you want to read the first email?
Should I go? Yeah, okay.
Go for it.
Yes. Dear Betches, I've always been a loyal Instagram fan. You don't say. But recently discovered your podcast, all of which I've listened to within the span of 2 weeks. So let me just say you guys are hilarious and unreal.
Thank you. So you just like saying nice things about yourself.
Yeah, they know. It's like kind of like an inside joke with our followers. Like they know they have to say something nice.
I actually just edit them and I add them in every time. You guys don't know.
I never pick up on that. Yeah. Okay. So over the past year or so, I was unexclusively seeing/talking/whatever to this guy. We both went to different unis, so we decided not to label it because we all know what happens when college kids get drunk.
Do we?
Yeah. Both his and my friends always told us how perfect we were for each other, and we had both expressed that. Sorry, this is hard for me to read. So I was pretty confident in our future. Fast forward a few months, school is over, and we're still living 2 hours from each other. Despite this, we decided to take a step further and become exclusive. We both put in more effort to see each other, said the big L word, the whole nine. A couple days after spending the weekend with each other, I hear he's been talking to another girl who lives closer to him. Naturally, I confront him. He admits she sent him naked pictures, apologized profusely, and told me he deleted her contact after 2 days because he realized it was stupid and didn't want to hurt me. This started an argument and brought up the topic that if it was a good idea to begin a relationship long distance, so we decided to take a break to figure shit out. Interesting flip-flop by that guy.
Yeah.
Eventually, he tells me that the day after we started this break, he had sex with this girl. Obviously, I freak out a lot, and he tells me he's never going to speak to her again. Okay, I believe him, but tell him I need space. Luckily, she moved abroad, so I didn't think I had anything to worry about. As soon as I think I'm over it, she posts pictures of their conversation with him. That's odd,
weird.
Saying he missed her and wish she was with him, so obviously they're still talking. I always thought he was a sincere guy, but I'm beginning to think he's just a fuckboy.
Oh, you think?
So my question
it's
is...
It's just a start.
So my question is, am I stupid if I eventually take him back? Is he playing me? What do I do? I hope this isn't too long, but the detail was needed. Help me. Sincerely, dazed and confused bitch. See, they love the right details. Yeah. I think you gave us enough details to conclude that he is a fuckboy.
Yes.
And He is just the
judge rules.
He's fuck boy, total.
We need to get a
full
buzzer.
Of shit.
Fuck boy buzzer.
Yeah, we do.
That's a good idea.
That's so we actually should.
Also, it feels like the beginnings of like a swim fan situation. Like this girl's taking photos of their conversations together.
Post that on Instagram.
Yeah,
like
let's
carousel.
Not get involved in that.
But in the words of Ross Geller, they were on a break.
I was just thinking that when she said that, like the next day he had sex with this girl and then like apologized. Right. Seriously. If you're on a break, were they on a break?
But she wasn't the girl at the copy shop, wasn't sending Ross naked photos, even though they didn't have technology then.
Maybe he would have been.
Drunk hookup the night after they broke up. So, like, there was shady shit definitely going on before that.
It's just funny. He's like, he realized it was stupid, and he said he would delete her number because he realized it was stupid. Then they break up, and then he has sex with her a day later.
Did he have sex with
her? He fell into her, you guys. It was an accident.
Yeah.
But he also sent messages that were obviously not... seeming like he didn't thought it was stupid.
He's a fuckboy. I think that this is an easy question. Next.
I think it's definitely a no. But I'm wondering, just because we have you guys here, what do you think that Ross and Rachel are on break?
I'm part of Ross's side of that whole.
So am I.
Scandal.
I think she wanted the break.
She wanted the break.
She wanted the break, but he slept. The thing is like he slept with someone the same night. Like that kind of sucks. Like also. If they had cell phones, everything would have been cleared up.
I know.
Like, they were reaching each other's, like, voice machines, and one was, staring into the rain window, and then he was, like, trying to call on the payphone.
Yeah, they didn't.
Didn't he call, though, and, like, the guy was, like, there?
Yeah.
Joshua.
Yeah, like, come on.
Joshua.
Yeah. Like,
I'm totally on Ross's
side. I feel like I've switched. I used to be on Rachel's side, but then, like, adulthood has just made me cynical, and I'm like, no, Ross, he was in the right. Right.
Yeah, I think they were on a break. She asked for the break.
Joshua was there. But the same night. I don't
know. He's
from Lobster. Always defend Rachel, like always.
I love Rachel.
Yeah.
Like, that would hurt.
I hate Ross.
Yeah. It hurt, but he wasn't, like, wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
That's where it gets play.
Well, what was he supposed to do?
Right.
Sit around. Yeah,
this
actually
is why friends
of
the best show on Dallas.
Should we do a podcast still talking about it?
Yeah, Friends is the best show.
I feel like every week we reference Sex and the City on our podcast.
We reference The Office.
Sex and the City.
I want to go back and rewatch Sex and the City. I haven't watched it in probably like 4 years, and I feel like 4 years ago, my thoughts were just so different,
this time,
and I'll look at it a totally different
this
way.
This time, you'll be like, Carrie is such a dick. Yeah. Like, that's just what you'll think every episode.
I can't wait to watch it.
It's just like when I have some time. Right, no, when she, like, had the episode where she has no money and she, like, keeps buying $800 shoes.
Right,
and it's
and
like,
she's like, Charlotte, give me your engagement.
You don't need it anyway. You're not even engaged.
She's like, you don't even have a job. It's like, really? They're just Carrie, really.
Like, Carrie.
It's like a column a week.
Right, what did she do all day? Wait around for text messages from Big.
And live in the West Village. Ugh.
Yeah, it's such bullshit. I'm going to go watch it, though.
Aiden was great.
Yeah, she should have stayed with Aiden. That was also a dick move.
And she cheated on him? My God. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, this is what I need to rewatch. I need to see that relationship.
You have to watch it on HBO, not on E, though, because they remove all of the good stuff.
Oh,
it's like
definitely.
Watching the same
I'm going to go home and do that right now. Like, I'm itching to do it. Let's get on with this next batch. All right,
Jordan, do you want to get this one?
Oh, I have to watch The Batch.
This next one is a career question.
Yes.
Dear Betches, I just want to say I've been a big fan of your site for years now, and I'm obsessed with everything you ladies do. I think you guys give great advice, and I have a non-pay related works issue I'd love to get your input on. Obviously, I'll try my best to give enough detail. Not too much. A few months ago, my manager left my team, and I moved under another manager who I've worked closely with for over a year now. When this change initially took place, I was nervous. He had some social issues. He admittedly has no emotional intelligence. Insert Corinne GIF here. He forces himself into conversations, and although it's awkward and painful for everyone else, it's not exactly a huge problem. What is a problem is that he says things he absolutely shouldn't. He commented on the fact that I wasn't wearing heels for the first time in a while the other day and talks about my dresses. He also at one point insinuated that myself and one of his peers had sex. That happened because I was referring to a conversation his peer and I had when we were both had stayed in the office later that day. So when I mentioned the conversation, I said we were talking about this last night instead of saying we were talking about this yesterday. Me talking normally and it being turned into something suggestive happens to me constantly in my office, and a lot of times it's coming from my new manager. This was happening before he was my own manager, but now it seems to have worsened. It's completely unacceptable behavior. The thing is, I genuinely think things like this are happening because he is so socially awkward and has no sense of social boundaries. I'm at the point where I absolutely hate working with him. There are other work-related issues as well, like the fact that he assumes that I don't do certain things without telling me to and basically just micromanaging me. These things make me feel like I can't be trusted despite spending a long time working really hard and earning the trust of my team. This wasn't an issue with my old manager. I'm so fed up, I feel like I need to say something. How can I confront these issues without creating an HR shitstorm? I don't want it to become a huge issue. I just want it to stop. I fear that it won't be comfortable in my office anymore if I say something. Sincerely, just trying to work in a normal environment.
This is pretty difficult.
It's interesting. Yeah. He probably is being awkward because he has no sense of social boundaries, right, like she said. And I get that you don't want to, like, make a whole HR issue, but there's laws purposely created. Yeah. I know all about HR. Yeah. There's laws that are purposely created that protect you if you go to HR. Like, if you're afraid to because it's going to, like, become an issue, like, you're still supposed to go to HR. Your company can't, like, retaliate against you.
Right.
But, like, I don't know, like, I don't think saying anything to him is going to, like,
it's not
going to
do anything because he's not going to understand if he has a low emotional intelligence. That's, like, the definition of not really, like, you don't understand what's going on.
And if it really bothers you, like, you probably should go to HR. Maybe you can get, like, moved. I don't know.
What do you guys think?
I think that, like, it's a conversation that should come from HR because you just don't need to criticize the person who's managing you, even if it's completely in the right. I just think it's better to come from, like, a third party person. And also, when you talk to HR, don't conflate the issues. If he's a micromanager, that's separate from the fact that he says some things that are inappropriate.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not, like, really an HR issue as much. Like, I think that you can handle that part and, like, just talk to him about that because that's just, like, a work conversation.
Right.
If he's crossing boundaries that make you feel uncomfortable, that's something that you – that's what HR is for.
Exactly.
That's, like, what it's there for. So – also, she says that, like, she doesn't want to bring it up and make it a whole HR thing and, like, making it uncomfortable. She's already uncomfortable. Like,
right. There's
nothing really else. It's going to get worse. Yeah. He's aware of it and maybe stops.
Like, and it's, and it's maybe they'll move him. Like, maybe it's, like, entirely fair. If you were totally fine before with your other manager and you're not anymore, then it's definitely the manager's.
Yeah. And nothing's going to change if you don't say anything, so.
It'll get worse because he's going to be comfortable with the fact that you're fine with it.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, right. So.
That's a good point. I wonder if there's anyone above him that she could go to before going to HR to just talk about, like, her goals, and then it kind of, like, becomes, how are you doing? And then that way he could police it a little bit more than.
I'm a little nervous that that might get back to him and be like, she's trying to go over
him. Yeah, I was thinking about that. Like,
that might backfire.
Just, like, I guess. You can go to HR and be like, be discreet.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they're just there to help you, like, navigate these sticky situations, too.
That's also why companies pay a lot of money for HR. Yes. That's what HR is for, like, for people not to get into these uncomfortable, like.
Yeah. And so when, like, someone sexually harasses you, you don't sue the whole company.
Yeah.
That too. Just that one guy. Yeah.
So go to HR. Don't make it weird. Make it a little weird. Just weird enough for things to get less weird. Yes. Okay, let's play some games.
Yes. Yay.
We were huge fans of Would You Rather. We play it all the time in our own, like, free time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's give our guests a chance to get in on the fun. Okay.
Good one.
Yeah. Would you sound like a mock? Shut up.
Like, sound like sharing toys.
Who wants a pizza bagel? Okay. Would you rather date a guy who only tips every single time he tips 10%? He never tips more than that everywhere you go, at restaurants and cabs, anywhere. Or a guy who's constantly littering.
We could move to Europe and then 10% tip will be fine.
Absolutely.
You prefer, isn't that embarrassing,
still
though?
Still tipping, though. Littering is, like,
gross.
So gross.
Yeah, littering.
You're hurting everyone.
I'd rather the litter bug. I feel the like I can change that behavior. I can't change someone who's cheap.
Not in Would You Rather. You can't change
right,
that.
It just is.
I don't.
Well, it's like, okay, so my thought is also, like, you can pick up after someone who litters.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
But you can also add extra money to someone who tips. But it's like, it's basically like, would you rather date someone disgusting or someone, like, not generous?
But disgusting, this a different thing than littering. Like, littering is like you have literally no care for other people or where you live or the street. It's like so gross. Like, constantly throwing your bottles. Like, oh, finish this iced coffee, chuck it in the street. Yeah. Like, right. Aggressively. Like, yeah, no.
Right. I guess you're right. I think it's so like less considerate to litter than to not tip as much.
I don't know. To not 10% is like pretty low.
Really? 10% is normal low for in America.
Europe. Yeah, but
Europe,
you live in America.
Maybe you should reconsider.
Yeah. No, and in Europe, he doesn't tip at all.
Okay, what if he didn't what if he didn't tip at all? Right.
Yeah, okay, fine. Somebody he doesn't tip at all.
Ever.
Maybe I would just take him to restaurants that have the no tip policy.
No. That would never work.
But you can't get in cabs. This is a forever. I guess you could get an Uber's.
I think I would go with a litter bug. Because I couldn't handle, like, leaving or knowing, like, every no time. Ever. Yeah.
Just always carry, like, $100 to make sure that, like, you can, like, you can change.
But in the game, like, you can't do those things. But, like,
Sammy's, Sammy's the referee.
What a stickler.
No, you can still you can tip for them. You can tip for them. It's just that's who they are. He's they're never insane. Tipping them. You can still tip for them. But in the game,
you just can't change them.
It's just like I just think it's like really it's more embarrassing publicly to be with a litterer. Like, you're walking down the street, he just like drops his stuff, keeps walking.
With a tipper, you only have to be embarrassed in front of the waiter.
But here's the thing: there are a lot of litterers out there because there is litter.
Right. The proof is in the litter.
It's embarrassing.
Right. Well, you can see. I'm sure there's a lot of non-tippers out there. You just can't see.
This was definitely. Didn't you see the conversation in Vanderpump Rules when they were talking about some people tip them really well and some people don't.
Right.
Yeah.
This was a really good would you rather. Did you draw from life experience?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my friend told me this weekend that I was in a share house and she told me that I was an indoor litterer. I blame it on like just like my like I'm just like not thinking a lot of times, so I just put things down and like forget about them. So that leads to like 6 iced coffee cups being like around the house, just like that I just put down and then forget that they're there. It's not like that I'm littering.
Right.
You're
just saving them for later.
Yeah. And then if I forget about them, like someone else will probably.
That's littering.
It's indoor littering.
You just define littering.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, it's interesting in dating to also think about like who you want to be with.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do another one. Okay. Would you rather be James Kennedy's wife or Jax Taylor's daughter?
This is so hard.
Oh, this is a really good one. Let me think.
I guess Jax's daughter. Jax's daughter.
Now.
Yeah.
This is today. You, like Jax today, James today.
Yeah. Today. Yeah. James then was like
12. Oh, Jax today, definitely the daughter.
I would be a daughter.
Yeah. Because James, like,
you don't have to live with your dad forever.
He seems
like Jax wouldn't treat you the way he generally treats.
Right. He would be a shitty dad, but like
he's not like cheat. Like, you don't care about cheating.
Right. You also get a mom, and they could be okay.
And Brittany as a mom would be so great.
I didn't say Brittany's your mom.
And we actually got a sneak peek at Jax as a father at Schwartz's wedding, because like the way he was with the triplets, the brothers.
Like, did you shower yet?
Make sure there's a clean socks, boys.
I feel like he might be an okay dad, to be honest. I would, and whatever. Right. You might have decent genes.
Is still figuring it out.
Right.
James would be a horrible, horrible nightmare. Horrible husband.
Then you would have to, like, attend weird events.
Like, I was just about to say, like, you have to go to all these DJ events.
You have to deal with Kristen. Like, drunk texting him.
Yeah. He would, like, throw a bottle.
And then you'd have to have kids with James Kennedy. Ew. Have him father your children. Right. That's just, like, the worst
Way worse.
The future is not good with James.
Your toddler would be like, Dad, I'm hungry. He would be like, well, you're ugly.
Jax would be happy with this result. Yes. You know he would.
We'll tweet him later.
Yeah.
This is great.
Okay. This is a game we play that's a take on Shoot, Fuck, Marry. It's called Shoot, Be BFF With or Party With.
Oh.
And the people are Sheena, Stassi, and Katie.
Wait.
Sheena, Stassi, and Katie.
Today?
Yeah.
Today. Party, BFF, and kill.
Shoot.
Yeah. Okay.
I would party with Katie?
Yeah, what would you guys do?
I was gonna say party with Katie because she's Tequila Katie.
Yeah.
You've got a party with Tequila
she's
Katie.
She might berate you.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. But you could always throw a drink on her, like,
Like her husband.
I think I would party with Sheena.
But she doesn't eat or drink.
She doesn't drink.
She's on a new wave where she drinks now.
Oh, no.
She just drinks like, vodka on the rocks, like nothing sugary.
Oh,
right.
Our friend had a phase like that and she blacked out every
time. She had a good time.
Yeah, maybe.
And Sheena's boyfriend is Amber Valletta's brother. I don't know. I feel like she could introduce me to fun people at parties.
True. It's true. You could just be BFF with her.
No, I don't want to be BFF with her.
Who do you want to be BFF with?
Stassi.
With Stassi?
Yeah.
And sadly, I would shoot Katie.
I feel like you want to stay Stassi on your side.
That's exactly it. She's just fun to talk shit with.
Yeah,
that's
totally
true. I would shoot Sheena, I guess. Even though, honestly, like, I think in reality, I would like Sheena, like, the most, because she's the least, like...
We don't live in reality. We live in Vanderpump Rules.
True.
Right. In the show.
But why are we dismissing Katie? Like, she's a normal person.
She's married now.
She's a good BFF. I really think she would be a great friend.
Maybe
she would be the best. So maybe I would kill Stassi. or shoot Stassi, rather.
Right.
And you'd shoot her in the leg,
This
I
is
think.
A hard one.
Maybe be BFF with Katie... Party with Stassi and shoot Sheena.
Yeah.
Man, you're just killing Sheena either way you look at it.
I like her.
But she's your favorite.
I know. Ariana's my favorite.
Okay, well, she's not in this game.
I know.
Give you one last question. One. Would you rather be Tom and Katie's couples counselor or James Kennedy's sponsor?
The couples counselor.
Yes, absolutely, because watching their couple drama... It's just so real. Dark.
When you're the sponsor, you're responsible for James Kennedy.
But I think I would love just, like, getting all the juicy details. Right. Like, does his penis really not work? Like, I need to know.
Do sponsors have sex with their...
No, we're talking about the couples counselor. Sure.
But sure, I'll have sex with him, too.
Hashtag ad?
Oh, my God. What?
No, we're not talking about like Is that what you thought?
I'm talking about, like, his AA sponsor.
Wait, she didn't know that?
No. I thought you were talking about... The fact that, like, if James Kennedy's penis doesn't work for some reason, so I was like, just sponsors of sex.
I thought your confusion was someone's paying him. I love that we live in a world where that can get confused.
Couples counselors, so you could be there in real life.
Yeah. And you only have the drama for an hour, and you can live the rest of your life normally.
Yeah. And you don't have to talk to James Kennedy when he's drunk and needs you to tell him not to be.
Yeah. Also, as a sponsor, you have an alcohol issue, so, like, that also sucks.
Right. I wouldn't want to be his sponsor. I wouldn't want to be in any way tied to him.
Right.
Right. Cut the ties.
I only encourage drinking, so I don't think that would be great.
That's a problem, too.
Yes, at Bravo and Betches, we encourage drinking. Yeah. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much,
guys, for joining.
And email us. Sammy's like motioning to me. Email. Email us everything you've ever wanted to say to us.
No. No, don't do that.
Only praise and good amount of details.
Yes. Any advice you want us to... touch on, give you some advice about, like, feedback, drama with your friends, fuck boy drama, we're getting that buzzer, and career advice, we're here. That's at slapped@betches.com, S-L-E-A.
Nope.
I can't
spell S-L-A.
S-L-A-P-P-E-D @betches.com.
This is an author over here.
Okay, I just misspoke. I didn't misspell.
Sleep.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Yeah, Thank you.
Thanks.
So where can we hear the Daily Dish podcast that we were on just now with the Vanderpump Rules?
You can listen to the Daily Dish podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Amazon Alexa.
And you could always tweet us at Bravo TV using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Okay, amazing. Well, we can't wait to hear it, and
I'll be listening.
We should definitely do this again.
Yes!
So fun.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay, bye.